Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Talks between the P5+1countries and Iran over Iran's nuclear program will reconvene in Geneva on November 20th. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the earlier round of discussions that ended November 9th, while not resulting in an agreement, had made very significant progress in narrowing the gaps between our P5+1 partners and Iran. Mr. Kerry emphasized that the talks between the two sides are not a race to complete just any agreement. He reiterated that no deal is better than a bad deal, but said, through diplomacy, we have an absolute responsibility to pursue an agreement. It is widely acknowledged that the economic sanctions imposed on Iran because of its failures to live up to its international nuclear obligations have induced Iran to come to the negotiating table. How irresponsible it would be to the concept of diplomacy, as well as the potential of any future use of force, noted Mr. Kerry, if we just put the sanctions on and then ignore the opportunity to have a negotiation. Participating in a negotiation does not mean giving up anything. It means, said Secretary Kerry, putting to the test what is possible and what is needed, and whether or not Iran is prepared to do what is necessary to prove that its program can only be a peaceful program. Mr. Kerry raised the question as to what the consequences would be if diplomacy were not actively pursued. Iran, he said, will continue to ramp up enrichment activities and advance on the plutonium track, while we would risk losing the international coalition that has been built up to keep Iran isolated. Secretary of State Kerry underscored President Barack Obama's commitment to not allow Iran to acquire a nuclear weapon. But, he said, the sanctions were put in place in order to bring about a negotiation, because the first order of business of any superpower is to exercise its power thoughtfully and respectfully. We must show the world we have exhausted every possible remedy and opportunity.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.